SBS Filipino.
Here we got Mayor Paul Antonio of the Toowoomba Regional Council. How are you doing, sir?
It's a beautiful day in Toowoomba.
Yeah, certainly a beautiful day to end this year's Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers. How's it? Can you please give us some statistics on probably the number of visitors this year and the revenue that's been generated from it?
Well, we normally get about 200,000 visitors, and I think we've broken all records this year. The economic benefit is enormous. It's in the $20 million, the benefit that flows to this community during that one-week period. But the other thing that it does, it gives an awareness of what a beautiful place Toowoomba is because of the coverage, not only radio, TV and many other ways. I think people have begun to understand that this is just a beautiful place that we haven't promoted yet. See, we're into tourism. That's our long-term potential here. It's something that we can do. We're the gateway to the outback. There's so much that we offer.
Oh, it's been beautiful everywhere. I'm quite surprised that it has done so well despite the drought that has happened west side of Toowoomba. Has that impacted this year's carnival at all? Can you tell us about it?
Yes, it's thrown our gardeners into a real fever because we had an early spring. And, of course, the buds pop out in spring and out come the flowers. So our gardeners have been very busy getting the timing right. They put a lot of work into it to make absolutely sure that these flowers came out for last weekend when we had the Premier of Queensland here and we had all those people lining the streets, enjoying every moment. So, look, it's been a difficult time. It's getting dry. We probably are officially in drought, I would suggest, if they haven't already realised that. I know as a farmer that's it's a very difficult time for us. But in saying that, it's just beautiful. The work that the gardeners have done, it's all very well for the mayor to stand up there and say how beautiful things are. But, you know, there's just hundreds of people who are doing the real work to make this happen. And I'm thankful to them.
And I also understand that Toowoomba has positioned itself as a key player in the Queensland economy in the recent years, and having the only privately owned international airport here in Toowoomba. How has that changed Toowoomba in terms of development since the operation of the airport?
Well, I think that's been amazing. Not only is it a great economic boost, but I think what it's done, it's given people self-belief in Toowoomba. Okay, if a private family in Toowoomba can build an international airport and put this place on the international scene and send product every week in a freight plane to Hong Kong, we can do anything. Of course, along comes the bypass, which we needed for, we were promised 45 years ago. It would happen soon. It's finally happened. It will be operational within a little over 12 months. And then, of course, there's a potential for the inland rail. What it will do for this community is enormous. So we're one of the economic powerhouses in Queensland, if not Australia. It's all sort of exploded in the last 5 years. I don't know if you saw a newspaper article yesterday coming out of Brisbane. They call us Toowoomba. So we're very proud of that, and the potential we have for tourism is enormous. We have the Singaporean delegation here now, and I've got Felix right beside me, and who leads that delegation. They've arrived here as a result of the fact that I was in Singapore. I saw what a magnificent thing they had. We had a wonderful time at the Gardens by the Bay, and of all the mayors in that delegation, I decided that I would write them a letter as soon as I got home and invite them to the Carnival of Flowers. And here they are. They're a week late from the middle of it, but they've come at the perfect time to really see what Toowoomba's all about. Toowoomba has its own momentum. We're going to be showing these guys today, Felix and his group. We're going to be showing them some of the things we believe are part of Toowoomba's dream. We have a disused quarry, which at this point in time could be best described as ugly. Now, that could be a magnificent garden, but funding it is going to be an issue. How we do it, the model we use, how we engage with the private sector. We're also going to take them to a historic bit of land that we as a council own on behalf of the community, which is just above the magnificent Spring Bluff railway station. Now, that's where our soldiers from here walked through that land to Spring Bluff. They were part of the defence of Milne Bay, which represents the first land defeat for the enemy in the Second World War in 300 years. The reality of it is this is a part that we're proud of. Why wouldn't we build a park there on this beautiful land, on the escarp that we know, focusing on our gratitude to those men who gave their lives, who fought for this country and to give us the freedoms we've got? We ought to be eternally thankful.
Well, joining us today is the CEO of Gardens by the Bay, visiting us here in Toowoomba, Mr. Felix Law. So how's your visit so far?
Well, fantastic. Yeah. Hello, all Australians. I'm grateful to Mayor Antonio for inviting us here. And we saw the letter. We can see the sincerity. And I read from books that Toowoomba is a garden city. Mm. And some of you may know that Singapore, we call ourselves garden city as well.
Course, yeah.
And we want to learn from the best practices around the world. And that's what brings us here. And we are having a fantastic time. And since we arrived, we've been very impressed with what we saw and brought back many ideas and many possibly opportunities for collaboration and in terms of staff training and exchanges, plant material. Mm. And we hope to bring back many ideas and hopefully we can give some ideas to the local community here as well.
What sort of activities have you done so far since you arrived yesterday?
We have visited the Carnival of Flowers, which I understand is steeped in tradition, 60 over years. And we are trying to build our own Singapore Garden Festival along the same lines. And Gardens by the way is we welcome 10 million visitors a year, and grateful to many Australians who pass through the country and they come to our gardens. And we hope to be able to see what appeal to the Australians and then cater to the taste.
Well, as with all major projects, huge projects, I'm sure the council has encountered some challenges along the way. Would you care to share some of those challenges with us?
Well, in public life, there are always challenges. Yeah. You know, there are people who didn't believe the bypass would be built.
Yeah.
But, of course, they still believe that until about 3 months into the project.
Right.
And it took the Wagner family 19 months and 11 days to build an internationally capable airport, including a magnificent precinct around it.
Yeah.
And they're the sort of things that, in my view, drive this community.
What was the council's role in terms of facilitating understanding or negotiating with local stakeholders?
Well, with things like the bypass, of course, that's stakeholders' engagement is considerable there. In our case with the airport, there was significant opposition coming from a sector, I think that's now the result of that has been significant litigation that's been playing out through the highest courts in Australia, and will continue. So we're not afraid of challenges. We have a role to play in making sure that everybody's informed, that everything happens in the right way. It can be quite a challenge in public life sometimes.
You mentioned that Toowoomba has ambitions of becoming the new football of Asia. So what do you think is the council's plan in supporting that ambition?
Well, we don't have a major role to play except for the fact that we'll be licensing food production areas. We'll be licensing things like abattoirs and where they actually produce food. There are some fine examples of it, including the Oki Abattoir, which is now beginning to send a product that absolutely suits the Asian trade, fit for table straight away. They're sending product into Asia. They're also there's a macadamia nut factory, pecan nut factory here, that's exporting food nuts directly into China and into Asia. So these are the sort of things that are coming out. We are seen, first of all, as a very desirable place to live. Don't forget the biggest employer in our economy here is none of that. It's health. The second biggest employer is education. But we were, a couple of years ago, the second most productive agricultural region in Australia. We encompass an area that includes some of the richest agricultural land, the magnificent black soils of the Darling Downs, which are known everywhere for being very productive. You'll see different land use. You'll see, rather than grains being grown, you may see vegetables fit for Asia, or fit for anywhere. And, you know, the other thing you want to remember is that we are within 12 hours flying time of half of this world's population. With the inland rail and with the transport system currently in place on road, we are within 24 hours of 85% of Australia's population. The inland rail will go through one of the most productive areas in eastern Australia, right from Melbourne to Brisbane. And I'm proud to be Mayor of Toowoomba at this point in time. It's a wonderful job, and there is so much opportunity to leave an amazing legacy.
Mayor Paul Antonio of the Toowoomba Regional Council and Gardens by the Bay CEO Felix Law, thank you so much for your time.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.